Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. In a horrifying act of domestic fury, a Long Island accountant was suffocated to death with a cyanide-like chemical in her own home by her stalking estranged husband just hours after dropping their three young children at school. Alina Asif, 46, was found unresponsive with severe burns scarring her face and mouth inside her Larch Drive home. The certified public accountant, described by family as a, quote, beautiful human being, end quote, and devoted mom, had been dead for hours when officers arrived at 3:52 p.m. Her 18-year-old daughter had frantically dialed 911 for a welfare check after Asif failed to pick up her 7-year-old sister from school, unaware the nightmare had already unfolded. Nassau County Homicide Squad Captain Stephen Fitzpatrick detailed the ambush with the media.
We have him showing up, waiting for the right opportunity, entering the house, waiting for his wife to drop off the kids at school, and then assaulting her and killing her.
Prosecutors allege Asif Qureshi, 53, the victim's unemployed software engineer husband, orchestrated the attack with cold precision. Qureshi, who'd been served divorce papers, which he refused to accept, began a menacing pattern of stalking days later, surveilling Asif's routines to strike when the kids were away. On the fatal morning, he slipped into the home undetected, waited for Asif's return from the school drop-off, then forced the toxic substance down her throat, possibly via a rag, causing fatal asphyxiation, police said. He fled the scene on a scooter, evading capture until his arrest in a rented Belrose, Queens room. Qureshi was then arraigned in Hempstead on second-degree murder charges. The couple's 20-year marriage was strained by bitter fights. Police had previously responded to 5 domestic incidents at the residence, many revolving around finances. Tragically, the escalating danger was known to authorities. Asif had notified police on 4 separate occasions that she feared for her safety. Detective Fitzpatrick revealed the sickening nature of Qureshi's prior threats. The suspect had vowed to force his wife to swallow bleach. Despite the history of violence and stalking, no protective orders were ever issued. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide by chemical asphyxiation. Tests continue to ID the exact poison. Qureshi appeared in court, where a judge ordered him held without bail pending further proceedings, while prosecutors now push to upgrade the charge to first-degree murder. The couple's 3 children, aged 7, 14, and 18, are now staying with relatives. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app or watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox 1 and YouTube. More crime and justice news after this. A bizarre and twisted attempt to force a reconciliation ended in a fatal ambush when a San Antonio man, having spent hours hiding in his ex-girlfriend's closet, emerged to execute her lover in a spray of bullets. Shatik Deshaun Wilson, 23, is facing a first-degree murder charge following the slaying of 35-year-old Noel Denzel Miller inside the woman's home on the 7300 block of Ravine Trail in Bexar County. According to an arrest affidavit, the whore began around 1 in the morning. Wilson, armed with a black handgun, sneaked into the home after his ex failed to answer all his calls. He brought a sinister collection of supposed peace offerings, including a bouquet of flowers, cash, and cocaine. Finding the house empty, he hid inside the closet of the woman's young daughter. Huddled in the dark, Wilson sipped an alcoholic beverage and scrolled social media, just waiting. The couple returned from their night out around 2 a.m. As they headed to the shower, Miller walked toward the laundry room and found Wilson bursting from the closet, sparking instant chaos. Gunshots then ripped through the home, leaving Miller fatally wounded on the bed. The killer then snatched his ex's phone and bolted, ditching the murder weapon and wilted flowers as he fled. Wilson, who initially told detectives he was quote-unquote frightened, was arrested without resistance at his mom's San Antonio home, but not before stopping for breakfast at a McDonald's while he was on the way. He's being held on a $300,000 bond, facing a first-degree murder charge now instead of a rekindled romance. And finally, talk about a ghoulish sight. A California jogger is haunting a quiet Salinas neighborhood after launching two separate attacks on one family's festive decorations. Homeowner Tanya Sampanaro says the runner, who is clearly not feeling the Halloween spirit, is waging a literal war, a witch hunt, if you will. The first encounter caught on doorbell camera shows the woman pausing to give a creepy smile before returning to the yard to cast a punch that knocked down three unsuspecting witch figures. 10 days later, she returned for a bizarre encore, rolling up her sleeves in broad daylight before delivering a swift boom blow to the remaining figures, completing her coven's demolition. Tanya spoke to Inside Edition.
I was frustrated, angry, you know, that she would come back and do it again.
Sampanaro finds it spellbinding that the runner only targets the witches, ignoring skeletons and cauldrons. Anyhow, she doesn't know who the unhinged jogger is, nor do the neighbors, but the cardio conqueror is wanted for questioning after police reports were filed. Someone needs to tell her, though, this trick will not get her any treats, but it will get her a mugshot to show off that resting witch face. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.